Thank you very much. Now, the second out of the three, would you please welcome up Jamie Spirito.
Hello. He's right, it is the most nervous bit. Okay, I was brought up in a non-Christian family. But I was always given the freedom of being able to choose my own religious views, which was nice. So. During my teens, I was always interested in religion, knowing there was something there, but not really being sure what it was. I looked into other religions, but nothing seemed to stick. And I overlooked Christianity due to boring RE lessons. So sorry, any RE teachers out there. So being agnostic allowed me to believe in the existence of God that didn't allow me to have a relationship with him. During my later teens, I became very much a lad's lad and would go out into town and to parties with no respect for myself. And I felt everything I did was wrong and it had negative impact. So everything I did was wrong. And I struggled through like my A-levels and had no real direction for my life. And then one sunny day a few months ago, I was talking to Catherine, a Christian friend of mine, about religion. And I was told about how I was being prayed for without my knowledge to ask Catherine about God's love for me before I went off to uni. So obviously this prompted me to find out more for myself. And the more I read the Bible and Christian literature, the more it all fell into place. For the first time in my life, I actually went to church of my own accord. And in church, I started to ask God to show himself to me and actively started to seek God inside and outside of church. The more I searched, the more I knew I needed a relationship with God in my life. After one Sunday, I arranged a meeting with PJ and Matt and told them about my journey with God so far. This led me to have weekly meetings with Matt and we would talk further about where my relationship was going with God and how I could continue my journey further. I was thinking about giving my life to Jesus for a while, but I was not really sure how. And then during one chat, me and Matt started to talk about it and Matt started to explain the next steps in furthering my relationship with God. And I knew there was nothing holding me back from giving my life to Jesus. I gave my life to Jesus on June the 15th at 2 p.m. with Matt in the church offices. I've been really blessed with my encounters with God, and one of the most amazing came a week after I gave my life to Jesus, during the hundreds of hours of prayer. During a prayer session, I was blessed to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and even though something so powerful was happening to my body, I felt a great peace in my heart. I'm also finding that during times of worship, I'm encountering God, and the more that I worship him, the more I can feel God's love flowing through me. Knowing God and Jesus' forgiveness have given me a peace in my life that I've not felt in a long time, and a new appreciation for my life and all that I have, which has prompted a new passion for life and a respect for myself. Today I'm getting baptized as an outward symbol of the inner change that's taken place in my heart, and to show my commitment towards living my life for God as I start my new journey in life.
Brilliant.